Welcome back to Instant Anime.
Just Add Music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Thanks for joining us. This is your first time listening to the podcast. This is the one where Sarah and I listen to a song and then make an anime for it.
Yeah.
What we've done today is listen to the song Pick a Star in the Sky by our family favorite, a found favorite, Yuri Sangja.
Mm-hmm.
They do great, great music.
Mm-hmm.
They're just delightful guys.
Yeah.
Again, Pick a Star in the Sky, Yuri Sangja. We picked that song as if it were the...
A star in the sky.
A star
to base an anime
the
on.
Eye of a theme song of an anime. We wrote our ideas separately for 5 minutes, and we're going to come on the show, share them separately, and then combine them into a mega anime, which is when we sort of rip apart each other's ideas kindly.
And visceral.
And with
gusto.
Finesse. And then we have one singular idea that is the... title of this episode is the title of the anime, so you kind of get the vibe of what we're going for.
Vibe.
But we recommend you listen to the song Pick a Star in the Sky by Yuri Sangja.
Please do.
Yuri Sangja? Either way, we hope you listen to it. We've linked it in the description of the podcast. If you are able to click that link, then go watch a video or... subtitled
there.
Song thing.
We'll find out later.
But we go in kind of... No information. We're just like, here's the song. We wrote ideas based on our wild imaginations, which actually turn out to be not wild at all, and just anime or manga from the past 20 years.
Yep. These things happen.
Literally every anime already exists, and we're just sort of adding to the pile of possible Netflix anime to exist.
Yep. But except for that one HBO one.
Which one?
Stakes. We wanted HBO money
Stakes
for that.
Stakes does not exist. We've found that out. It exists in the form of Twilight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But other than that, totally, holistically, a totally new idea that no one's ever done before.
So we believe.
And that was episode 2, so I feel like that's pretty good.
It's all
good.
Gone downhill.
Either way, we're going to share ideas now, and specifically I'm going to share my idea first.
Get us going.
And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, but if you have not listened to Pick a Star in the Sky already, please do, just because it's so lovely, and I think it really will like make you smile.
Oh, I love these songs. I think they give us the best sort of feel-good ideas. I think Yuri Sangja was Boy from Ipanema, maybe?
Maybe.
It's been good stuff.
In my head, I'm just like, oh yeah, Lee Pace, the anime.
So check out their other songs on the Spotify playlist as well. We'll talk about that
a little bit later
at the end of the episode.
But get us going. I'm excited.
Let's hear my idea first for Pick a Star in the Sky by Yuri Sangja. Two childhood friends traveled to an ancient ruin when they were younger. The experience changed their lives forever.
Did they get a dragon scale? I'm sorry.
Kind of. But... they still returned to their homes afterward and grew up as if nothing ever happened. So it's like a sort of mysterious... I was thinking, you know, classic anime title is like... clearly they're going into like a magical portal and it like fades to white and they're like 20 years older.
Mm-hmm.
Now their childhood adventures have returned to Earth in search of the heroes of before. Hard to find the heroes of ancient times when the heroes were but children from Earth. One of the kids stayed in their hometown to tend to the family business, and is now older. The other moved to the city. Now the fantasy creatures find the child of one of the heroes as they look strikingly similar, obviously, because direct child. Of course, the kid asks their parent, which is the hero, if they can go help the mysterious creature.
This is like good Jumanji.
First, they have to recruit the hero from the city and their child as well.
Oh my god, I already love this.
Can they convince this city dweller to return to this fated land to save it and bond with their estranged children?
Oh my god, I love it.
And there you go. It's
and
sort
tell
of like,
me that the heroes like sort of drifted apart a little
bit. Oh, totally.
Oh, yes.
So it's like you get the, you know, somebody stayed home and had a kid and the other one moves to the city and they're like totally, you would think, you know, still friends, but they drifted apart, so who knows if they're...
You, like, send each other, like, a holiday card.
I would think it does the sort of tropey thing where the city dweller just totally blanks out that experience from ever happening, like, as too wild to just, like, had to have been a dream. So when they come...
Oh, that was something we used to play when we were kids.
They come back to the city with, like, a literal, like, tiny dragon creature being like, help the city! They're like, that's not real.
I thought that was just something we played.
Yeah, so it's fun. It's, you know, do they end up getting back to the ancient city... mysterious isekai anime? I don't know.
Good Jumanji?
Is that the end of the show? Is them, like, going into the portal with their, like,
family? And then we have a movie?
Yeah, you go to the movie. And then, yeah, it's just... But a feel-good. You get the comedy. Yeah. You get the sort of leaning towards the kids' side. You have the cute little creatures.
I can see the two of them, like, City Dweller and not, like... back to back looking at each other over their shoulders. Totally. Like, oh,
I just got super anime vibes from this, so had to do
some sandy sort of blonde hair on one. Totally. And scruffy beard. Anyway, yep
so that's my idea. Yuri Songja just gives me good. I feel like good. Maybe not the most original idea. I got a little Dragon Tales in there. I got a little
sorry that I threw that out
of every isekai thing of all time, but I'm happy with how that one turned out in my eyes, so that's I'm excited to hear yours.
Are you? Because speaking of not, well, it's not the same idea. I think we have some things that we could parallel and kind of, like, work with.
Okay.
But not the same. And you were like, oh, not original. Mine's not at all.
I mean, I've already said no original ideas.
That takes a lot of pressure off.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I never have... so meticulously scrolled through just random anime titles before, and I was doing it on what? Just like streaming Hulu, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, this title is weird. What is it about? It was totally something that I feel like we had based an episode on, and I look it up on Wikipedia and it's like, manga from 2016. And I'm like, well, that's before our podcast started.
Didn't know about that one.
But it's impossible to watch literally all the anime if there's like 80 to 100 shows released every season.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah.
We've given ourselves a task to create something original, and it's not even possible.
We just have to let that go and enjoy it for what it is.
Even Stakes, I was in my sort of half idea. It was about firefighters, and I was like, there's no firefighting anime.
There is.
And there's, like, tons of firefighting.
Damn.
I just didn't know it existed.
Well, fire people weren't so
and
hot.
It's based on manga from, like, the early 2000s or before. Just didn't even know. Stupid, sexy fireman.
Exactly. Nothing at all. Okay. I guess.
So, yeah, if you came to this show hoping for original anime content, then you might be to disappoint if you're like.
Really, hey, wait a minute. I watched this show before.
If you're really into anime. But also, like, if you have feedback and, you know, like, if you've heard of an anime that is extremely similar to something we want to exist and it already, therefore, does exist. Tweet at us, hit us up, show us that anime so we can watch it and enjoy it, because we tried to watch Food Wars and that was a mistake.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
No.
I don't know if it was just the first episode or
so horny.
Yeah.
Why was it so horny?
I didn't need that.
Didn't need that at all. It did not need to go there.
Mm-mm.
I had to close the windows.
Actually, yeah, that's not a lie.
Turn down the volume of the TV.
Concerned about the people outside.
I'm not, like, embarrassed about watching anime. I'm embarrassed about the anime being that.
Being, sounding like that.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to spoil the first episode.
Also, we were eating, and that was just not ideal either.
No.
Anyhow.
Nut butter.
If you're a fan, awesome. Wasn't for us.
Totally. If you like that etchy shit with the just sort of hentai tangent.
Oh, yeah.
Adjacent. To hentai, literal tentacles.
Yep.
In the first episode. But then also the food does look good. I think that's why. Because Babish did that episode and I was like, oh, this is great. And he made, like, a fun thing. It was an April Fool's episode. Maybe that should have been the tip.
That should have. We didn't know.
Yeah.
We were fools.
Fooled. Fooled by Babish.
Yeah. And then I was like, have I been eating wrong my whole life? I've never had such a reaction.
Orgasmic.
Yeah. Anyhow, this is...
From fried rice, especially.
Of all things. This is a very different vibe that I've gone with today. So clear your mind.
From me or from my idea?
From Food Wars.
Okay, good.
From Food Wars.
Good.
No, mine's way like Food Wars. That's what I got when I listened to this lovely song.
Horns.
No. Allow me to better describe myself.
Apologies for the tangent. I felt it was necessary.
That's okay. I mean,
apologies if this is your first episode and you're tuning into our weird.
We usually don't tangent in between. We usually don't
review anime mid-episode.
Yeah, it's either like before or later. Not usually in the meat of it.
It just came up.
How many people do you think are like skip?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, well, but they're not skipping
because they don't know if an ad's coming up.
We don't do that.
And I'm not telling anyone if there's an ad or not. There isn't, but
they Surprise. Don't know. You ready?
Yeah.
Ahem. Howdy and welcome, partner.
Oh, because of the twangy.
That's all I had. No, I'm kidding. After the death of their father, it's discovered that all of the family wealth has been spent, and our main character must head west to actually take over what remains of the family business.
Oh.
Ranching.
Okay.
Welcome to the 1850s Harvest Moon / Stardew Valley anime of your dreams.
Oh, that's good shit.
Though our character hasn't ever done any of the work before, they can ride a horse, and they aren't afraid to learn. Will they have the guts to stand up to the current ranch manager who might be really corrupt and be part of the reason they don't have any money?
Oh, no.
Or maybe their dad had gambling debts. Will they find love on the prairie? Can they homestead with the best of them? And how many adorable anime creatures can they bring home as pets? I'll tell you that last one. A bunch.
Yes.
That's my idea.
That's good. That's
really
good.
Like, oh, this is just like old farming sim.
Yeah.
But then I was like, wouldn't it be cool if it actually was old school, as you said? If it's like Little House on the Prairie meets Farming Simulator. Yeah. So you've got someone like...
That'd be so
out
cool.
of place, someone from the city who's going to the country.
You've got that.
That's what I... That you was the it. One of the things that popped out about yours to me in terms of similarities. We have someone out of place.
We do. We have this sort of... Your isekai would be returning to a...
Yeah, no,
long forgotten business. Not actually a different world, but technically a totally different world that they're entering. Yes,
definitely. So that's kind of where I went. Heard that twang, and I was just like, I can see the little chibi friends.
It was so twangy, and that's why I sort of went to the country vibes. You know, like they go to an ancient ruin sort of shrine, but you know, back to nature sort of thing.
Yeah, and I just, again, it was Farming Sim, the anime.
Something about driving a pickup to a...
Not in the 1850s, there, not.
Driving the carriage up driving to the porch. Cattle.
But yeah, I imagine they'd have like some cute little chickens. Oh, and maybe like, I don't know how friendly armadillos are, but this one's gonna be friendly.
Oh, for sure, why not?
Like a little Gets barn in a cute cat. Little ball. Yeah, and maybe it wears like a little Sonic bow tie.
And a hat.
Mm-hmm. On special occasions.
I've seen a cowboy hat and armadillos.
I feel like that's a birthday card.
Anime? I don't know.
Don't tell me this right off the bat.
No, I would never. Yeah. Yours is good. I'm trying to think old style Western anime. I don't know if they really do it. There was that Netflix one that was future Western with like robots and giant bugs and shit. I don't know. I didn't actually watch it. It was like Buster or something.
You said that, and of course I think Bustin'.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
That's where your brain goes, yes.
Yeah, that's an automatic connection.
Buster.
Also makes you feel good?
Ghostbuster.
Yeah. We came back. Yeah, I feel like
I'm
we
trying
should...
to. Yeah. I see where you're going with the whole city versus city slicker, country boy, country folk, not boy necessarily, just country folk.
With an X. Anybody.
Country folks. Yeah. That's always a good comparison to do. And
there's also the option, a la Back to the Future 3, where the portal takes them to the past Wild Wild West style.
That's true.
Oh, I wonder how much Westworld crept into this.
Oh,
we started rewatching the first season a little bit.
God, I really wish that we could supercut just the early William stuff. Either way,
yeah.
Do we not know his name's Willie? William, is that how they hide it from?
I don't know. We'll have to pay attention.
Or you know, young William's William. Spoilers to the first season of Westworld. But I don't think you ever know Black Hat's name. Until the end. Until the reveal.
Maybe. I don't remember.
I don't know. It's kind of why I want to rewatch it, because it is such a good little nugget.
Yeah.
To unfold.
Different vibe than what I was totally going different. For.
I don't think we're going for.
But I'm wondering how much was just like, you've got Western on the brain.
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was like last week, though. I don't know.
Whole week ago.
We weren't just watching it.
No, it's been a while. But that is an option.
Yeah.
Not in the style of like theme park Western kind of Westworld.
But actually, but Western. Mm-hmm. But more of the idyllic. Oh,
we
kind of
did that though.
With the cooking one?
Mm-hmm.
With the Hell's Satan, Kitchen yeah, sort of yeah. game show thing? Mm-hmm. We did do that. I don't think we can do that again.
Okay, so either they go to a completely different world like in yours, or it takes place in ye olden times.
I think the ye olden times makes sense. Because, like, not ye olden, but the idyllic sort of... I don't think that's done very often in the anime setting. So I think I want to do that, where it's
when I think grounded of like in that anime time period. 1850s kind of... And this is definitely, like, the American
mm-hmm.
version. So, like, prairie and all that kind of stuff. I picture really gritty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Westworld.
But I would... It would be the idyllic sort of fake spaghetti Western style.
Like Harvest Moon.
Like Harvest Moon. You have Stardew. The sort of... Oregon Trail style, yes. but with less of the dying of dysentery and mm-hmm. more of the sort of homesteading
yep.
vibe.
Which brings us back to Little House on the Prairie.
Yes, so, and when I think of an anime that's like that, they always incorporate some sort of steampunk or future punk or something like that.
Mm-hmm. With our limited knowledge, together. We shouldn't be talking about this considering
there's
all the
probably
things.
A thousand actual Western anime. Who yep. knows? But yep. It's not something we've personally seen.
And
so,
therefore, to us, what we say is true.
This is a completely new idea. No one's ever done it. Copyright 2021.
And don't tell us otherwise.
Don't tell us otherwise or we'll be sad.
Oh.
But if you find a cool Western anime, again, hit us up.
Yeah.
We're looking for new anime. Mm-hmm. We tried Food Wars.
Not the one we're
not
after.
Not for us. Not what I was expecting fully. Also, the problem with Food Wars, another tangent though, remember the whole like, that only 10% of the students graduate?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
What? That's not a student problem. That's faculty. A faculty problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was a very good school, all of the students...
It would be a low acceptance rate.
Exactly. It would be
graduation.
Very hard to get in, but it would be very
it shouldn't
know,
be
lucrative
the other way.
And good to... Yeah.
Because that just sounds like they're taking your money.
It just sounds like they're taking
that
your money.
That sounds like a for-profit situation.
You pay
situation.
In $40,000 and then you get your ass beat by some weird ass... Makes you do push-ups even though you're a chef. And then you don't learn anything and then you leave because you're frustrated.
You
that sounds
no
like
knife
a faculty
skills.
Problem.
Yeah. I agree.
And that's just the first episode. I was like, this show sounds sort of bad, actually.
This
and then
not
the
what
last,
I
did like the Final Supper, or the Last
yes.
Supper.
Yes, yeah, that was good.
That was hilarious. I liked that a
oh,
lot.
Oh, and they were all naked in the credits.
I didn't like that, but
that
I liked
so
the
odd.
Last Supper.
Anyhow, yes.
So horny.
We're already up to tangent two.
So horny. It's the same tangent, I'm just continuing it a little bit.
Tangent though. Part two.
Yeah. So I think, yes, we go with the idyllic homesteading sort of...
Mid-1850s.
Home on the range.
Mid-1800s, there we go.
Turn of the century, but before that. But when you think of it, yeah. You know,
it's a nice...
The good old times.
Good old homesteading.
I don't know, not everyone was down,
on the prairie.
You know, down bad during those times. There were booms, there were busts, just like now.
Also... House on the Prairie was definitely written for children. So there was a lot of stuff that didn't make
exactly.
it. But we're going to go with
we're writing this for
theirs.
Children as well.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Cool.
Wasn't there a show?
Yeah.
And it's like people running in a field and they look happy?
Yeah.
That's this show.
Yeah.
But
anime.
Okay.
Oh, little daisies everywhere.
So how do we sort of get our city slicker moves back, moves
well
from, moves to, yeah. What?
I'm thinking, I'm just going to throw this out here. I'm not saying it's...
Are there fantasy creatures? Well, yeah, let's see what's going on.
I'm
going
to tell you my thing
okay.
first before I lose it. Because it could just vaporize. We know this has happened before.
Not in the old times, no vaporization.
That's not how those things
that's
work.
That's the future.
Future vapors. Okay. So, perhaps... It's kind of like a working relationship where the father in mine works with the father of, like, the second character, and the first one, like, the one that I wrote about, does well and, like, moves to the city.
Gotcha.
And, you know, maybe hires the father of the other one to, like, take over his business or whatever. And then he dies, he has gambling, something bad, don't have any money. So the children, one has been on the farm. They grew up together a little bit and moved away.
Yeah.
But now that their family moved to the city, you know, lost all their money, has to move back to help keep what's left of the family business going.
Gotcha.
Then they're thrust together in this place where, you know, the friend that stayed there's like, you know, things are different. It's been hard times, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't remember how to do any of this stuff, I bet. Ha ha ha. And it's like, I rode horses, but yeah, I don't really remember how to milk a cow or whatever.
Yeah.
But so they have similarities from having been in that spot, and one stayed, like in yours, and one went to the city.
Yeah.
Also like in yours.
No, I think that's good. And I think we're swapping out the sort of fantasy creatures with your just sort of...
Armadillos
and cute farm animals.
Oh my god, a bonnet. One of the little, like...
Little bonnet.
Oh!
Little bonnet armadillo.
Cute.
There's some merch.
That's adorable.
Oh,
that's so cute in my head. Okay.
But no, we have that.
And we could still do fantasy.
I don't think we need to do fantasy.
Okay.
I'm happy with my sort of...
We could do cryptids?
No.
We could have a cryptid, though.
Oh, yeah.
We
like
could
Mothman,
have that.
But in...
not that one. What's one
but imagine Mothman, but not creepy Mothman, just like a big moth. And
I already hate it.
They're
don't
in cowboy boots with the spurs. With the spurs.
The whole prairie's looking at her.
No. Yeah, maybe not Mothman. I don't think we need cryptids.
Okay,
I don't think it has to be
thought.
Fantasy creatures. Okay. I think the creatures in mine are the fun, cute creatures of a farming sim.
Do we
game.
Want them to be able to talk?
No, we don't even need them to talk. They're just cute, and they go, me, 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 me.
Okay. Can they talk to each other? Do we need that in
no,
it?
No, we don't even need that.
Okay, just checking.
They're just cute.
Ironing it out.
I don't know. They can talk to each other, but it's like Pokemon, where they go, Pika, Pika.
Mm. So we're personifying them, but no one has to speak.
Exactly, yes.
Jimmy just mimed the little Pokemon kissing.
It never happens in the show.
Should. Be so cute.
They hug. I think they hug. And that's cute enough.
That's
for
cute.
Me, really.
Yeah. It's a kid's show.
Or like a Pikachu hugging a big Snorlax or something. I think that happens. That's cute. No, I'm happy with it not being fantasy. I think that muddles it up too much. I think we have...
Okay.
The set...
It's just my idea now, though.
But it's not. Because I think the isekai nature of mine is ported into yours... through the your
oh I have an idea
my
actually.
Characters are still there through I think again the it's not a relative, it is a friend, sort of close relative who still works at the range and is like there,
mm-hmm.
and stayed there, and that family is there or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's the actual relative of the person who like died
that,
and requires
okay.
them to come back, and they're the city slicker who either, you know, someone goes to the city and gets them back, or the city slicker goes back. But either way, like, that whole journey is sort of like the epitome of what mine was. Remember, I didn't really want to focus on...
That's true.
...them actually
being,
isekai-ing and going to another
that's
world.
That's true, you
and
said
I
that
just,
could be the
I, like,
end.
Didn't even envision it at all. I don't know what world, I don't know how violent or whatever it was. Like, I didn't need to focus on that at all. They were heroes, they learned stuff. It's,
okay,
that's
I have
point.
An idea now.
Okay.
Are you... finished.
I'm done.
Okay, I don't want to cut you off, but I'm really excited
I'm
about
done.
This prospect. Perhaps the city slicker has been in Europe, educated in Europe, was like sent away for like the best business-minded stuff.
I see.
So all of the, you know, like hands-on kind of stuff,
totally
they
different.
Haven't touched for however many years.
Gotcha.
So when they return, they have the business, what is it, acumen? Is
yeah.
that the word? That they're able to actually help to make the business better because they've
gotcha.
Studied it. But at the same time, we have the comedy of them, like, trying to remember how to do things with their hands that
yeah,
they haven't done
yeah,
for,
yeah.
like, 20 years. And perhaps rather than them drifting apart, they've been pen pals this whole time. So they know what's going
on. Or like lapsed pen pals. Or, yeah.
But perhaps it's not too much of a shock when a letter comes in the mail to Europe saying, like,
come on down.
Yeah, like, death in the family. We heard, we're so sorry.
I gotcha. That makes a lot more sense. Cool, because then we have the fun boat sort of arrival.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and follow that journey.
And depending on... Because you could
do a split sort of storyline until they reconvene at this farm.
And how cute would it be to be greeted at, like, the train or however they get to this place by their friend in, like, a carriage.
In a carriage, like, and the...
Come on.
There's a bunny that hops up on their shoulder or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Like, they already have a pet with them.
I'm there for it.
And so...
Because, to me, that is an isekai. Is they're traveling from a totally different world.
It's not the portal and all that kind of stuff, but it is.
It is a traditional isekai.
Yes. It is a 1800s.
Journey from another to another world.
Yeah.
The new world.
Jules Verne without the steampunk.
Yes, yes. No, that's, I'm.
And then I love the idea of the friend that's been on the farm has all of this animal knowledge. Like, mm-hmm. they know what's best.
Just the entire knowledge of how to do everything.
And then we have the business person that literally studied it and can help. But we still have, if it's okay with you, the, like, bad ranch manager, which is not related to either of them.
Oh, yeah, just, like, a...
That's, like, in
hired
charge.
Hand that and has gone rogue.
They're not doing anything
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
Maybe they're, you know... Not abusing the animals, but they're not...
No, I think they're negligent. They drink a lot. They don't even show up to work. They're just out shooting, you know, elk and shit.
And when they do show up, they're like, you don't know anything. You yeah. came... You
they're
weren't
like,
here.
They're like the Luigi kind of... Waluigi guy in Legend of Zelda. There's the Marin and his brother on the ranch with the Pona.
Yeah.
And there's like... Yeah. Evil guy. He's that guy. We don't like him. We like Marin, even though he's kind of lazy. He sleeps all the time.
It's okay. Good heart.
Yeah.
Good heart. Yeah. Are you okay with that, though? So they're, like, bonding together, and they're
yes.
figuring out, we can actually save this. We
yeah,
don't have to sell
or whatever. I think that would be the
thing.
The manager, the evil manager,
mm-hmm.
is, yeah, bad at what they do, but good enough that they can make it work
and
at, like, a not...
intimidated everybody else.
Exactly. It's like a net gain. They're kind of just nefarious.
Mm-hmm.
They can... skate by doing as minimum amount of work.
If they continue
yeah.
what they're doing, it's gonna fail. So maybe they're not, like, rotating crops
exactly,
or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
they don't have the...
They have a lot of... They're hitting their numbers really well, but they're gonna burn it out.
Yeah.
And it's gonna crash.
And, like, no one's happy. And that's,
mm-hmm.
like, the main thing, is
mm-hmm.
the two people that we actually like come together and make people happy.
Yeah.
And that's the show.
And then all the... townsfolk or whatever, like, wow, we haven't seen this kind of energy, and, you know, they're just so refreshed to
yeah.
see people that care and that want to take part in, like, I don't know, festivals, because there's none of those in any sort of farming sim games. But I think if you're cool with this,
I'm super cool with it.
Cool.
It,
me too.
I think you adding Europe totally sealed the deal in terms of the otherworldliness.
Yeah, because that would be, I mean, a huge journey for one.
Yeah. I would even want, really, like, big. The intro to sort of have, like, a split screen
mm-hmm.
where you have, like, the range and the wide openness.
Oh, it starts with them as kids, like, playing together, and then they run, off
yeah.
screen, and then they come back as adults, and there's, like, a split
yes,
in between.
That'd be so good. Yeah. That's really good.
Look at us. We're designing the intro.
There we go. I'm visualizing it right now. I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it. Print it. Love it.
Yeah.
Armadillo in a bonnet.
Oh,
it's so,
so
good.
Cute.
All right. Well, let's think of title words. I feel like we're there.
I think so.
I think we're there. They obviously come together and make the farm great and
yeah,
kick
they,
out the other
they
guy.
They kick out the other guy.
Go.
And they, because of the new things that the person's learned in Europe, plus the knowledge that the person who's lived there,
yeah.
they're able to,
and there
to,
are
like,
kids. I think they have kids.
Okay.
They each have a kid.
Okay.
Because then my idea is more firmly in there still.
Yeah. So...
Because then you have both the kid who knows nothing and the businessy side person who has been, you know, is rusty, hasn't
mm-hmm.
done it in over
mm-hmm.
20 years. They both come back and are, like, the new
Do
stuff.
They have, like, families? Like, is there a partner as well?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so there's at least three people
yeah.
in each family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or lost partner or something. You know, it's the Wild West. You never know. Either way.
Anyhow. Okay, kids are there.
It's
cool.
Good stuff. They have families. It's nice. I think the kids are there because that cements my idea firmly.
All right.
Because it was a generational sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And I had the generation up. So the kids in yours were the adults in mine. And, like, the fathers.
Still that.
So, but now we're doing three.
Oh, yeah. So it's mine more.
Okay.
So the, there's a fourth generation that's the older one. Or the third generation that's the older one. And then my two generations are still there.
Okay.
Because then you get the option, you know, you get a reboot, you get Bakugo, whatever, Naruto's son or whatever.
Okay.
And he comes and he does sort of the same show again. Not that I've watched any of those.
But you know.
But you have that continuation there. Maybe they don't, well, maybe they don't have the kids.
I'm thinking that they get the kids.
Yeah, I think that's it, actually.
I think they...
Across the show.
I think they...
They find love between each other, or...
That's what I'm thinking.
In the West. No, that makes more sense, yeah.
Okay.
They don't come with kids. But they get the kids.
Is that okay?
Yes.
All right, yeah.
They get the kids. They have to get the kids, or else I'm out.
No, they definitely do. And then they grow up together.
Yeah.
But I love the idea that each of them taking their knowledge, they're able to find a way that's maybe kind of crazy for the time, you know? Really futuristic, in that they realize... We need to move the crops. We need to...
Yeah, like, they get... they're, you know, they're classic anime protagonists. They're really good at what they do.
Yeah, and we don't need any, like, what is the cotton gin? Like, we don't need any of the...
No.
Inventions.
No.
We just need them to be like, hey, if we do this, this, and this, like, these animals are happier and the soil works better.
Yeah, they... No, they're not getting to the, like, manufacturing part of it. Yeah, they're getting to the harvesting and, you know, business side of it. It's nothing beyond that.
And I don't know in farming timeline history if we already figured all this stuff out, but something akin to that.
Eli Whitney.
Yeah, just call him up. That'd be funny if we had some, like, passer-throughs that were somewhat famous.
Make sure the problematicness of... You know, let's think of title words.
Let's do that.
Title word A, farm. Title word B.
Homestead.
No. Homestead. Farm word and...
Business
word?
Is that good?
I don't think that's great.
Farm the word, like, change of the otherworldly?
Generation word. How about that?
Farm generation?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you want to do a farm word or a generation word first?
I can start with the farm.
I'll do a generation word. 3, 2, 1. Passed down.
Planting.
Planting. Switcheroo. 3, 2, 1. Sow.
Roots.
Roots.
Planting roots.
Gotcha. I have a full title.
Oh, okay.
Pretty simple, pretty basic.
You've got a little bit of a smile.
First thing that came to mind, home on the range.
Cute.
Because it's like they find a home.
Yeah.
On the range.
That's adorable.
Yeah, that's my idea.
I mean, do you want me to even read my batted ones?
Let me hear it.
All right. Batted? So besides batted?
They were batted.
Besides planting roots, I've also got growing roots. And then I didn't realize how creepy this one actually sounds. Harvesting family.
Harvesting. Reaping.
Reaping family.
Yeah. I know. I was like, sowing seeds.
On the range.
No, I just thought home on the range is like...
I mean, that's definitely something already, but I like it.
I think it's a really good title.
I agree.
It's not home, home. It's not home, comma, home on the range.
Home, home.
I just think it kind of... like, putting home in it, to me... makes it that Yuri Sanja vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Personally. I mean,
the title of the song would also work. It just would.
Pick a star in the sky. Yeah. Something about like...
Pick a home on the prairie.
Generational.
On the range.
That star is going to be
and
yours
then
one day.
Generation tree.
I'll give you the stars. Yeah.
That's kind of where I was thinking. Roots of plants, roots of family.
Yeah, I know. I got
Not
you.
That exciting. But Home on the Range is really cute.
I just think it's cute.
I agree.
I know it's definitely a thing, but it's not a title we've ever come up with, so...
No.
It's not going to get that good SEO, but I don't care.
So be it.
So be it. Home on the Range. Cut it, print it. Never come up with a title that way.
I'm so happy
for
you.
Here we are. 2021, the year of Jimmy titles. Fewer episodes, more Jimmy titles.
More Jimmy. What you don't realize is the episodes where I come up with the title, we're not airing those anymore, and now it's...
Yeah, we just, Jimmy. They go in the archive, you gotta subscribe to our Patreon, you gotta hit us up on YouTube, subscribe to our Twitch/Insta, no, you don't.
We don't have these things.
No.
Also joking, but it would be funny if it was like, we got to this point and you're like, I like your title better. We're canceling the episode. Be funny. But anyhow, love
Editor the title. Jimmy cuts out the part where Sarah gets her title.
And then you just overlay like, how about this?
I put out the episode and you're like, I don't remember that being the title.
Oh, I thought you would just like repeat what I had said because you liked it, but you didn't want me to have credit. Oh, that's the joke. You come back and
that'd
edit.
That'd be so like, rude.
How about...
How and would then I record it without you knowing?
I don't know.
I'd kick you out and be like, go put some headphones on.
I take naps. Business to attend to.
All right, well, who do you want to be?
Oh, the armadillo in the bonnet.
Home on the Range, that's fine.
Okay.
He'd be like...
Meh. I have no idea what an armadillo no sounds idea. Like.
I think they kind of make turtley sounds, you know? Yeah, I would also be a cute animal of some sort.
I could be a mouse. You know.
I'm a cow.
Well, armadillos and cows are not of the same size.
No, you'd be a...
I'd ride you? You'd
roll up on me.
Can I change my words?
You'd roll up on me like a cute little ball. Yeah. You'd ramp up off mm-hmm. of the
off your
dirt
tail
mound,
and
then spin around on me. And I'd be like... Yeah.
I'm me!
Why not? I'm big, you're small, works out.
Hang on to your horns.
Yeah.
Cute.
So we're in it, and Lee Pace is in it, and...
Well, yeah. Lee Pace is the city slicker?
I think he's the home... Come on, that's so much better.
Oh.
He's always a city slicker. Put him in a...
Put him on the range.
Yeah. Why not?
They're not finding love together, though, right?
Maybe.
Oh!
Who knows?
Oh, I didn't picture that. That'd be cute.
I don't know.
That'd be super cute.
Doesn't need to be.
I'm open to either. We'll see what happens.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they get kids eventually.
Exactly.
So it depends on how
they get children. And it doesn't matter how.
Yeah, just as long as it's legal.
As long as they don't steal the children. Yes. Yeah. So we're in it. That's the show Instant Anime.
Just add music.
We did it.
Yep.
That's... I'm trying not to say wow. You guys making fun of me like I'm Owen Wilson.
I would never.
Every episode. After a certain point where you made the point. Either way...
I don't remember making this point. I apologize.
I'm internalizing it forever.
I apologize.
Just putting it down in Sarah. Bad notebook that I don't have.
Okay, I was gonna say the fact that it's a notebook. And
either
not like
way, we have a Twitter
sheet of paper.
If you want to follow us on that, it's Instant Anime Pod. Twitter has now uncropped images. Maybe it has uncropped GIFs.
What
Maybe.
A world.
Who knows? We don't use it anyway. Really bad on that. Really
That's
bad
fine.
On that. Either way,
we can try harder.
When we get a little better at our schedule, maybe we'll get better at. Posting gifts for 2 weeks might be more difficult.
That might be too much.
Maybe every other day or every third day or
just one.
Either way, that's at Instant Anime Pod. Each episode posts there automatically from Podbean, and our pinned tweet is the suggested form, but you can also find all of that on our website.
Yeah, and you can find that at instantannie.may. It is the home base. It's where we host. As Jimmy said, it's Podbean. We've got a bunch of goodies in the sidebar. It links to our Twitter, to our Spotify, to a bunch of podcasters. That's not what I meant to say. To a bunch of podcatchers. We are the podcasters, I think.
But we do have the Black Anime Podcasts in our
That's
description.
That's true.
Links,
so we do. It's not
That's
a
lot of podcasts, too.
In any case, we've got all that. We have our Spotify playlist, which I believe, Jimmy, you mentioned a little bit earlier.
Tiny little bit. Yeah, it's got all the songs on there that you want to listen to. It's over 100 songs.
Yeah, because we're...
Nearing 200 songs.
We're getting up there
and,
in episodes.
If the song's on Spotify that we use, it'll be on that playlist as long as it's on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. So it's... Honestly, it's full of some bangers.
It's a good playlist.
We also have just... It links to, like, us on Spotify, the podcast, not just
we
the songs.
We do have that as well, yes.
And we have merch and... That's kind of it.
That's
the suggestion form, which you can also
yeah.
find at suggest.instantannie.may if you have some songs that you want Jimmy and I to turn into our next
mega anime. Yeah, we're trying to bolster that up a bit, but you know, times are tough. Times are not productive
nope.
to making art.
Not always. But anyhow.
But an armadillo in a bonnet is a very cute idea, and I really want to make it, and we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, what's next on the dock? Is that it? Yeah, but if you're already listening to this episode and you've made it this far, thank you so much.
Seriously, thank you.
If you have the time to rate it, review it on your favorite podcatcher of choice that you're listening on, that'd be great. Especially, I mean, the one that everyone points to is iTunes, Apple Podcasts, mm-hmm. whatever. But if you're listening on, you know...
Something else,
leave a review there. They all have, well, most of them that I know of, have a review or at least a rating. Oh, I thought you were going
to say they have, like, meaning. Well, not all of them have meaning.
No, wait, no, no. What? Like, they all have some meaning. Sort of review or rating, I think, most of them. I don't know about all of them, but...
there's a lot to choose from.
That's the thing. If you're not listening on Apple Podcasts, I don't care. Rate it somewhere else. It's, helps any individual podcaster.
Yeah, not just us. Like, anybody you listen to that you enjoy, you should let them know.
Even the big, you know, the Max Fun, you know, 100, you know, people with some million subscribers and stuff like that. But,
still nice.
Rate them, rate us, rate whoever you want. Rate nobody if you don't have the time.
And that's okay, too.
I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts, and I keep forgetting to review them, so I understand. And, but that's the episode for today, and we hope you join us again for the next episode coming in 2 weeks.
Go pick a star in the sky.
Bye-bye.